Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like
No, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm going to give you some dirty shit.
Dirty Water Podcast.
Chicago nines.
Okay.
All my cases have been dismissed, just waiting to drop them fines. If I ever get sent to the yard, I'm doing a chopper time. Bitch, I want a vert. All that I have, I done got out the dirt. I told my daughters they all would convert. I told my woman she ain't gotta work. I told my mama that I'ma be good. I told my auntie I'm going to church. I went to service in Christian Dior. Pray for a watch, same color as dirt. EO nigga on EO shit. Got enough money to flee your bitch. She wanna eat, but me no trick. She eat the dick like T-Bone strip. Lick on me, I never slip. Close friends are plotting lit. Had to learn to keep my distance before COVID got him sick. Bitch, I bought a stick at gym. I pay my lawyer $1,000 a week. Shorty, I'm not like him. If I catch a charge, it's gonna get beat. Bo done took his BM Honda just to spin round on your street. All I know is stand up niggas, bitch, we don't even sit down when we eat. Spin your block to send big block to spin your block again. They were popping on the gram, but they won't popping then. Speak my name and on the game, bitch, we gon' slide again. Nigga reaching for my chain, you won't high five again. Oh God, I'm ready. Bone bust down a biz. She wanna go steady.
So yo, this is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
Yep.
Fuck is that? It's your chair? It's your farting ass.
I did not fart. That's my chair. Oh, I don't know. I need some WD-40.
I don't want no fucking chair. Chairs don't sound like dirt.
What do you mean? What are you talking about, stupid? Shut up.
Fucking
man.
Burritos and shit. Extra mayo.
Last time I
spicy mayo.
Burritos and mayo. That shit sounds disgusting.
That shit sounds disgusting.
Mayo's in everything, man.
Mayo, not no fucking burrito.
What you think most of the sauce is, man?
That's fucking disgusting. Yo, we got our homie Tone in this motherfucker. Eastside Grease, where he like to be called. That was his song at the beginning of the podcast. This is episode 115. What's up, bro?
What up, bro?
How are you?
Shit, happy to be here. Happy y'all got me here.
Make sure you speak up, because I don't got time for CJ shit. Shout out to CJ. Shout out to CJ for real.
Nah. CJ, what up? What's the name of the song you played?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I like that shit.
Would appreciate
it. Would you told your girl she ain't have to work no more?
Facts. She ain't have to work no more.
See what I'm saying?
I like that. I'm not like that, but I like that.
I mean,
I was laughing at Tone because he was looking at you and he was like, you ain't got no rhythm. That's why I was laughing.
What do you mean? Like, oh my God.
I just want to talk about it.
Yeah,
he was like laughing. He did some kind of 1-2 step and he was like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
I'm not even fucking with you, Mo.
Let me see you 1-2 step.
Yeah.
See your ass, nigga.
Yo, fuck cancer. I'm not fucking with Moses' stupid ass. Rest in peace, OG. Rest in peace, Marco. Rest in peace, DMX. School is back, like I was saying. I hate that about fucking school clothes. My son is fucking size 10 in men's, and he likes Jordans.
Yeah. Should have been saving up, nigga. You had a whole half a year.
I knew it was coming.
Here it goes. I'm good.
All right, then. Don't worry about clothes then.
No. I mean, I did the smart thing. Like, you know, like with the tax credit, the kids' tax credit that's coming every month for the rest of the year.
What you complaining for?
I need a little more. They ain't give me enough. That's what I'm complaining. They didn't give me enough.
That was good. I ain't worried about it.
They didn't give me enough.
Only thing I hated my son fucking feet and got big as fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
Size 14. I was like, God damn.
14?
Your son is wearing a 14 motor?
Yeah, see, that's like
tall,
legitimate. You got to literally find his shoes. Like, you got to find his
shit. You know what I'm saying? But he wear a 13 to 14, but these type of shoes, he had to get a 14 in.
Yeah.
I know how that is. So some shoes I got a good 14 in, so.
Sound like you need to get his shoes from East Bay, nigga.
Nah, there's some shoes. You got to just get it. There's some shoes out. Who getting...
Yeah, you got to order.
You can get, you know what I'm saying? It's not really that bad. Especially like little schools and shit, but 10s is bad. 10s you should be able to get. But like 10s is always sold out more than fucking...
Yeah, it's a common size. 14 ain't a common size.
Yeah, but them shits be sold out because everybody...
That's
why
I was like,
Jordans.
That shit is crazy to me. Like 10, I'm expecting shit be there 24/7, you know what I'm saying?
But it don't. They be the first one to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, school is back, and this shit is wild for my daughter, right? Because my daughter is starting kindergarten. So, you know, she been out. She hasn't been to daycare in like a year, none of that type of shit. She been chilling. So the school, for her to go to school to start her first day of school is basically for me to just pull up to the building and drop her off.
Mm-hmm.
I can't walk her inside. I don't even know what a teacher look like. Like, nothing. Just pull up to the building. Okay, we got her from here. Have a nice day.
Damn, that's OD though.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest shit I ever heard in my fucking life.
And it's going to be her first time in school, period.
It's kind of like robbing you of, you know what I'm saying?
You can't even see that moment.
The little moments that you want to see and experience. Damn. It's like, damn, because of this shit. It's fucked up.
I'm just like, damn, I'm supposed to trust these people? I just drop her off at a building? I feel like I'm dropping off at jail. Just come get her later. She'll be fine.
I don't know. I'd be like, yo, I need to see everything.
Yeah, like, damn.
That shit is weird to me, you know what man. Saying? I don't know how I feel about it.
Have your phone out, record.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm recording you. I'm making sure you work here. Sir. Fuck that. They should have cameras inside the school so I can have access to that, right?
No, no. At least send you with a picture of your daughter in that motherfucker so you know she there or something. Like,
that'd be a whole
different
like, what if I drop her off and then, you know, y'all got a whole bus in the back of school and y'all just take all these kids somewhere else? Like, what the fuck?
They gonna build iPhones and shit. They gonna build iPhones all day.
Kids in the coat.
Yeah. They gonna build iPhones all day and shit.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Greetings, father. What the fuck?
I don't know how I feel about it. The shit sounds weird, but I mean, I guess I gotta roll with it. Gotta take their word for it, man.
Yeah, that shit here.
Yeah, so shout out to all the kids going back to school, man. You know, shit sounds stupid because I swear I think we're gonna shut down again, but I don't know, man.
Tell my some of the parents is ready for it.
I can't wait anything.
Yeah, a lot of parents.
I can't wait till Monday.
Yeah, they ready to drop their little kids off. They ready to drop them off.
Crazy.
Are you mad at them though? You can't be mad.
Yeah.
You can't be mad at them for that.
What?
Weren't ready to drop their kids off. They've been shackled up with their kids for how long?
I mean, it's two sides of that coin though.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I want my kid to go to school, but at the same time, it's just.
You don't want to put them out there.
Yeah. Like, in a dangerous environment, knowing how kids is.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, I told y'all niggas.
Half wearing the mask and shit. Put your mask on.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got to wear their mask the whole entire time in school. I don't know how my daughter is going to do with that. You know what I mean? Being 5 years old and shit.
I can't breathe.
Just drop her off.
Like kickball going to be difficult as fuck with a mask on, bro.
She a thug. She might not listen. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's crazy.
Just trash. I told y'all niggas I wasn't paying Airbnb. I told you niggas.
I don't like care.
Nah, I'm saying I went through the whole process.
You want to pay Airbnb for what?
Because he spilled some juice.
Yeah. They tried to come for me when I went to Seattle.
And he smoked some weed.
Yeah, they tried to come for me. They tried to request money for me to pay after the fact.
You already paid it, though, right?
I already paid them, but they tried to request more money after I left. Yeah. And I wasn't doing it. So, yeah, I went through the process.
But they're going to come find you and get it.
I told y'all.
It's stripper pose cost. You know what I'm saying? Especially in the show.
No stripper pose.
Oh, I thought you said you had.
The fuck is this nigga talking about? Not have any stripper pose.
The Trina's come. Nah, I ain't going to tell him.
I'm not fucking
when the Trina song came on, you broke
it. He lost it.
Yeah, he lost his mind.
You don't know that.
I got to do it one time.
I'm telling you.
This is for you, Trina.
Nigga having a hot girl summer in Seattle.
This is for you, Trina.
I'm a hot boy.
Girl, having
fuck
a hot girl summer in Seattle.
Right, boy. That's what he said. Told him I'm a hot boy.
I did not have a hot boy summer like I said I was going to either.
I was talking all that shit at the beginning of the summer. Hot boy summer.
Yeah. Nah. We told you to, but that was not happening.
You did.
What the fuck is you talking about?
It is what it is.
What you doing in Seattle anyway?
Like, whatever. Just chill. It's a nice city.
I mean, it's nice, but didn't it rain a lot, though?
That's during the wintertime. It rains a lot during the winter. You got to go in the summertime. Go on a boat ride and shit, see the city, you know what I mean? Weed is legal out there, so, you know.
Went to all the suspensories.
Yeah, so ate some good food.
Should you ain't go to Prince's house or something?
I didn't.
Ain't he from Seattle?
He's from Minnesota, see?
Oh, see? Yeah.
Prince
of
Seattle.
I was like, yeah.
That's that mindfucker I be talking about. Like, he do that shit, bro.
Jimi Hendrix from out there, though.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
So you ain't seen nothing from Seattle? Did you see the Seahawks?
That's how they just go to.
Nigga, the football season didn't start just yet.
What did you see in Seattle?
I just did whatever I wanted to do.
He got a cheeseburger and went to the dispensary and lay down. Oh, you went to the dispensaries?
Yeah.
He sleep by half the time, so.
No.
In his mind, he went somewhere. Yeah, I went outside.
Nah. But nah, yo, I told y'all I wasn't paying you niggas, the Airbnb people, not the host anymore. They took it to the actual Airbnb.
Yeah.
And they started emailing me saying what they would do about the situation. And then we'll look into it. This is a case and all that. And then they just emailed me and said, yeah, they ain't providing enough evidence. It's over for that. So I was like, yeah, fuck them niggas. So it is what it is.
Yay, good for you. You had a good case.
You better be glad they ain't your podcast listeners, but
why?
Because this would have been evidence.
No, it wouldn't.
You done laid it out Tekashi style. You would have added up. It would have got you.
Nah, I never smoked inside.
So I don't fuck with
you. Fuck y'all. How about that? If y'all hear this, fuck y'all.
Or with security, everything y'all can't touch.
What?
That's what your boy said.
It's just me, Moses, and
me. Security, you can't touch me. A president got shot.
What?
With security, I'm with security all day. Rat. Cheese. Trap.
I hate this nigga.
Funny.
Niggas love it.
Hey, shout out to you dumbass niggas that keep doing that crate challenge. Y'all seen that shit?
Jumping on crates, trying to get.
They trying to
walk through it.
Yeah, they trying to walk up the crates.
They about to break their neck.
Yeah. Why? What the fuck are y'all doing out here?
You was about to try it too, weren't you?
No, hell no.
I don't know where that shit came from, but.
What they're doing is they're stacking crates on top of each other, sort of like a damn near like a pyramid, and you can walk like steps. You can walk all the way to the top.
And like on Mario Brothers or something?
Huh?
Like on Mario Brothers or something?
Yeah, some shit looking like. Okay. And then boom, and then you come back down. But that shit ain't easy.
Out of crates?
Yes.
Well, that's disastrous. I ain't even got to watch it to know how this shit going in.
It's not over. Pretty.
Yeah,
a lot of niggas is looking like they breaking necks and shit.
Oh, fuck that shit, bro.
I'm like, yo, y'all better stay on that grass.
Fuck that shit, bro.
That's what the fuck y'all better
niggas
do.
Side rims be fucked up.
Yo, I see somebody on dirt road. They landed. Oh man, it was nasty.
Bro,
the land is crazy.
It's just the fact that the niggas took all that time to build that shit like that and then fuck yourself up. That's a slap in the face.
I'm just wondering, what the fuck are y'all getting out of it?
Fuck that.
I want to know where the hell you getting all them crates from.
Exactly. Who the fuck work at the milk shop? Like, what the fuck?
You asked for the crates for real for the challenge line?
Like,
who paying on?
I ain't seen crates in years.
Yeah, I need them crates, yo.
Like, niggas running up behind food line and shit. Like,
still get them, but like, not going to be out like that. Like,
that shit crazy.
I ain't going to lie, though. Y'all look stupid, but keep doing it because I'm laughing.
Yeah.
I'm not trying it. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't try that shit. I got one leg longer than the other. My balance is all fucked up.
Yeah, you want to eat.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shit's all fucked up. I mean,
but you be good because you hop on that first crate, it's a wrap. So you wouldn't even make it like where you break your neck or anything. So
if there was a bag
in the fall. Oh, I'm going to fall in the front. Yeah.
Nigga, so like, yeah. You good? Like, am I lying, Dave? Like, so,
what you mean?
So gonna fall
my, yeah, my balance, the wind. No, ain't no fucking wind, nigga. It's hot out here.
Yeah. You just lopsided.
Yeah. The wind.
Fuck you, Dave. Would y'all try that shit, though? Y'all wouldn't try it?
I'll make it to the third step, nigga. And all this right here be fucked up.
I probably would. Ain't no reason for me to do that shit. Like, right.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I do? It's I like, make the shit and it's get the
I
fuck
literally,
out of
I literally built some shit to fuck myself up.
You'll do like, it for, you'll try it for $1,000, though.
Nah, not for no $1,000.
I'll try it for $1,000.
Ain't no amount of money that'll make me be that stupid.
It ain't that far of a fall.
That's just admitting that I'm that stupid. Like,
for $1,000?
I feel sorry for them people.
I tried for $1,000.
For $1,000?
Yeah, quick rack.
I'll see you in a week.
8-9 feet in there.
I'll see you in a week.
It's about 8-9 feet. Hey, there.
Hey, Moses, I'm coming back next week. Dave, I'm coming back next week. We're going to see. Nah, you going to do it for $1,000?
Hey,
I wouldn't even let you do nothing that stupid,
right,
bro.
Got
in the grass?
We got plenty of grass.
I still don't trust it.
You know, first of all, you got to make it. Then second of all,
you
got
to build that shit.
Niggas is not going to build the way you see it.
Who
on
got
that
the $1,000? Who's putting the money in?
I mean, whoever want to do it. Yo.
I'll put the money up.
We put it out there. No, I'll do it for $1,000.
Huh?
Not you.
Holler at us.
What I'm saying. If it,
holler at Dirty Water Podcast. Lex said he'll do the crate.
What I was saying is, depending on who putting the money up, I might not have to do no crate challenge.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Tell me who putting the money on. I want to see what he look like. Ain't no challenge, nigga. What the fuck you talking
just
about?
Smack
look like
up.
Stupid. Right.
That's why I said we smacked him. Yo, Moses, go ahead. Get the fuck out of here.
Give him $1,000.
Right.
What you talking about?
Oh, man. So, okay. Nobody in here is trying to create challenge.
You man. Trying to.
You
say
you going
to
try
it
for $1,000.
I try for it.
You going to break your neck for it. And then spend on the fucking hospital.
I wouldn't even give you no bread to do that shit to yourself. Because it's just like,
that's bread for the
hospital. I'll be a horrible homeboy to be like, here you go. Fuck yourself up. Hell no.
I'm on grass. I'm
yo,
all
right.
That grass is soft.
And that means you can be bought. Bro, you can basically, you'll do something that hurts yourself. Willingly. You know you're going to
you
get
do some
hurt.
Dumb shit like that, I'm taping it.
But the
yeah,
thing
like
is, hold
sure
on.
I'm expecting y'all to tape it.
You saying I'm that.
I'm going to laugh at
niggas
you.
Niggas already done that, but Seb, ain't no.
No
I
money.
Ain't seen no black people did it.
I'm going to run up to you.
Jackass been doing that for
oh, yeah,
how long?
Fast. They have. That's like one of their challenges.
When the movie about to come out?
You like Jackass? That's your favorite
thing? Yo, I don't like you won't watch
I love Jackass.
Get out of here. Jackass so,
I didn't act like anything. I just asked you a question.
They got some shit on there, too. Got a black dude on there. We'll see what he doing.
That'd be crazy, but damn, I hate to see you.
Yo.
It's not going to be a
well
like,
bro. No, nobody ever did that. Nobody at this table ever went that crazy. If shit happened, like, it wasn't supposed to happen like that.
Now, nigga, if I make bro. It all the way across, y'all going to shut the fuck up.
Nigga, if you make it all the way
no,
across,
nigga,
bro.
That's
you're
all
not,
I'm
you're
saying.
Not going to make it. You got to be shaped. You're not in shape.
I got no confidence in you, homie.
Hey, audience, this is my family.
I give my fourth step at the most.
This is my family talking.
That's a little shaky.
You gotta be, you gotta be shaped in the shoulders, and your knees gotta be working.
Right.
Yeah. Knees, his knees is fucked up. As soon as
my knees are not fucked up.
Nigga, your knees.
What the fuck is he talking about?
You
know, I can still dance.
You just told us
you cannot dance. Don't ever say that again.
You just told us you was young Tink Tink. What makes you think you're gonna be able to walk up? Some
he can get up there, but what I'm saying, like, the knees is going
to
hurt.
But he going to have to do it fast. He's not going to be able to do it fast.
Can't
do
that shit fast. That nigga's going to fall forward and hit every last fucking crate.
He's going to go through the bitches.
Every last one.
That nigga's going to fall on the first one. He can talk about, I'm going to get on the top. That's
it. I'm going to
do it again. No.
He's going to go
like
through the bitches.
Towel.
This is my family, man.
Like,
this is what my family think
oh,
about.
Oh,
shit.
You know,
he gonna go through the motherfucker.
Yeah, got like Godzilla. You know, like Godzilla walked through the fucking town. That's how his ass gonna look like when he fall. Fuck is wrong with this niggas?
For $1,000.
For $1,000. $1,000 though. For the rack.
You're going to get in the hospital for $1,000.
For the quick rack.
You're going to spend more than $1,000 for the sale. You feel me?
You're
going to
spend $1,000.
Like, what the fuck?
What did you do with your money? I spent a bills, motherfucker.
I'm telling you.
Nigga thought he was Reptar and shit.
That's what I'm talking about. He want to do crazy shit. He want to fight gorillas and shit.
He asked one of y'all niggas about, would you rather fight a bear or a gorilla?
Yeah, what would you rather fight?
Look at this shit.
Fuck up, Dave.
I don't even know, bro. Like, I don't even know. Dave, like, he repeat this shit.
Yeah, we gotta set up the fucking cameras. But go ahead, bro.
I don't know.
All right, you don't know.
You find out now.
Like, shit, they'll both fuck you up. I think gorilla worse, though.
It's a fact.
A gorilla worse.
Whoop your ass where you like a chain.
A gorilla worse?
A gorilla whoop you like a nigga first, then kill you. Like, he gonna beat you. I'm telling you, he gonna pound on your shit. He gonna ground and pound the fuck out your ass.
You gonna go fuck with the bear. All right, got it.
The bear?
Yeah, we talked about this.
Get your ass ate up, my nigga. Don't worry about it. Hey, y'all keeping up with the R. Kelly trial?
Hell nah.
He got... What's
your uncle
now?
Doing now?
That's not my uncle.
Yeah, you too. That's
my uncle. That's your uncle, nigga.
Yeah, I said.
What the fuck is you talking about?
That's on your mama's side. Yeah, love it,
baby. Oh, shit. Well, she was adopted, so I'm good.
You know what I'm saying? Still your uncle.
Nah, man. Nah, I don't know nobody in Chicago. Man. I don't know nobody in Chicago. So, his trial is going on. It's not looking too good. Got people testifying against him.
About what?
About what?
That's true.
You tell me, motherfucker.
Oh, you already know what it is. You know what R. Kelly did. Don't fucking act like you don't know.
What anywho, did he do?
Anywho, his
all I know, he liked the boo boo. PP.
His physician. How you say this? Did I say that right?
Decisions?
For what?
Finishing?
His doctor.
His doctor. Physician. There we go. Physician.
Physician.
You still said it wrong.
Fuck it, whatever, right?
Physician.
Felicious.
Felicious. Shut the fuck up, dude.
Decisions.
Nah, he said the artist. Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to tell you some real shit.
God, tell me.
He said the artist has had knownly herpes since 2007.
Oh, that's not funny.
See what I mean? See what I mean? Now giggles is gone, right?
Serious business.
So you mean to tell me?
Yeah, I told you, that's what I read. I read that shit on CNN, so I know it's got to be real.
CNN.
It's like,
so you mean to tell me this nigga had herpes since Fiesta?
Fiesta.
I thought that was, 2005 maybe, but I don't know, maybe a little after that. Maybe trapped in the closet.
So he was trapped in the closet with the herpes.
Listen.
Damn,
that's telling you what his doctor says.
Maybe trapped in the closet, he was telling on himself. Then they had some situation with trapped in the closet.
He was trapped in the herpes.
Yeah.
It's
trapped in the medical.
We all know that nigga's a nasty nigga. Then he get accused of messing with boys too, a little boy or some shit.
Oh, I ain't seen nothing.
I think
like
I
that.
Did. I heard something about
it. You heard something like that, dude? Mm-hmm. Damn.
I mean, Pied Piper, that pretty much sold it for me.
That shit's wild, man.
When I heard him call himself dead, I was like, oh yeah, you fuck with kids and kids only, cuz. Like, yeah. You can tell.
I can't.
Do y'all think that man should get the death penalty for that?
I feel bad.
Like, for some shit like this?
I don't know about the death penalty. I think, I don't know, like, if he go to prison, like, I would prefer to him go to a state prison instead of a federal one. Because in a state prison, they still whooping your ass about that type of shit. Mm. Federal, they let snitches walk around and all types of other shit. The guards actually separate the people.
Right.
But state prison, they don't give a fuck. You just in there, fend for yourself.
And it's real.
You know what you did.
Yeah, he going down. Yeah. Don't even worry about it. He going down.
Somebody gonna knock his dick in the dirt for sure.
His dick already in the dirt.
Facts.
It's in the dirt. Some toxic. This is a zombie. Oh, shit, leaking.
I haven't haven't been playing none of his music or anything. I don't even want to hear this filthy
music. Every time, like, I listen to the music, it seemed like a test.
That's the fucked up part it about it.
Other meanings.
Half on a baby.
Yeah. Seems like you ready.
Seems like you ready. You know what I'm saying?
Like.
Yeah, man.
AJ ain't nothing but a number. Well, yeah,
man. Ain't nothing wrong with bumping and grinding, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah, man.
That shit is crazy.
Step in the name of love.
Yeah.
Your body's
That's
calling me.
That's a great
me.
Fucking song too.
I love your body's calling me. Now I don't understand whose body's calling.
Yeah. Exactly. Like that shit
Why?
Crazy.
You remind me of my Jeep.
Like for real.
What kind of Jeep?
I wanna ride you.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
You might have asked your girl, I don't mind.
Like,
I
now he asking for consent. On that song, like, do you mind?
He's asking for consent.
Like, yeah, fine
song. Kels, you like, a nasty motherfucker, crazy. Man. You filthy, man.
That's probably the only time he asked for consent.
Yeah, probably.
You filthy motherfucker, man.
Oh, man.
Who's worse, Bill Cosby or R. Kelly?
Both.
My nigga Cosby innocent. That's why he out right now. Fall back, my nigga.
Okay, I'm gonna leave Cosby a little. He hot by that way.
Yeah, he innocent. Yeah,
leave Cosby
but he
alone.
Did it.
He did it.
He put it in a drink.
He did it.
Shit.
He did it.
But Splash all on it.
But
he did nothing.
You woke up
but
like,
he had a technicality.
He ain't did nothing they ain't want, man.
No, he told them they
what
spilled
happened?
Niggas knew it was in the Kool-Aid, man.
Oh, they knew what it was and they took it.
I think. You know what? I don't know about Cosby.
They had Cosby had the white and everything. PC.
Because it was a lot. It was a lot of allegations about over.
They
him,
basically
you know what
used
I mean?
A testimony against him that they wasn't supposed to use.
Yeah,
it was a technicality in the shit. So they had.
Yeah, that's how he got out.
That's how he got out.
Oh, so it went from like the case itself.
Like, so nah, he
it
still
was about
he
the
still
in the case.
He still did what he did. He said he did what he did, but they wasn't supposed to use that against him, and they did anyway.
Wait a minute, hold on, time out.
What?
So, what did they use?
They kind of use his confession talking about one case, and he had a written agreement saying that they can't charge him with what the hell he was talking about.
To and another
used,
case.
Yeah, and they there used it and try to, like, yeah, look, he really did it. He was like, well, first of all, nigga, we already signed this shit that this was off the record type shit. Like, you can't use this against me.
But they did it anyway.
Yeah, they did it anyway.
Shout out to the lawyers.
So like I said, it's technicality
thirsty.
Shit.
Yeah, but shout out to the lawyers, though, on that one.
So who's worse? They both worse. So you ask, who's worse?
Nah, I think R. Kelly would be worse for the kids.
I mean, all right, well, you cool.
R. Kelly
you
had cool. the mind crazy, but I'm like, he had them on different levels, shit.
Yeah, they're both monsters.
You cool with dropping the Molly in a drink?
Who?
Huh?
You.
I mean, this is what I want to say. Time out.
Put the Molly in things she didn't even know.
Now listen.
She didn't even know it.
For everybody listening, I am not with none of this bullshit.
Okay.
But if I was to pick a lesser of two evils.
I'm not picking.
Would a grown ass woman have a Molly in her drink?
Right.
Or
messing with
me fucking on a little ass kid, I'm going to pick the old ass bitch with the Molly. She going to be rolling. Right. I'm not saying I would do it, but if I had a choice, both of them shit's bad.
Okay, cool.
But kids is worse, bro.
I ain't with neither. That was East Side Grease.
That shit. Is, I think it fucked up. He wrote a lot of hits though. Not even his songs. He wrote a lot of hits for other people, man.
Yeah, extremely talented.
Yeah, we was talking about R. Kelly, but did you know that the North Carolina, they're trying to pass a bill to raise the North Carolina law for marriage?
Raise the age?
Raise the age from 14 to 16.
What?
You can get married here
at 14 years old. Yes,
sir. I did not know that.
Yes.
That's crazy.
But you got to have be signed off by your parents or something?
Bro, I've been a North Carolinian for 36 years, bro. I did not know that shit.
Yeah, 14, so now they're trying to raise it up to 16.
Nigga, they need to go a couple more ages.
That's what I'm saying. It should have been at 18, 19 years old. Like,
I wanted to bring this up to y'all and ask y'all how y'all feel about some shit
bro,
like
I'm
that.
Tweaking right now.
I'm tweaking right now.
I don't know what to say, bro.
That shit right there.
That's some old ass laws. They need to change.
That's what I'm saying. Way back in the day.
But they
like,
never go back and change all these old ass, stupid ass fucking laws. Like, how can you allow a 14-year-old that don't even know what the fuck they even gonna do with life yet? Get married and be attached to somebody.
Only laws they gonna change.
You know that law was written only back when you was trading your daughter for land and shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
that's probably where that shit came from.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That sharecropping shit. But it's fucked up.
Yeah, I got this land.
But it's fucked up.
Yeah, you got some acres. Take my daughter, your wife now.
That's fucked up though.
Yeah, so I seen it. I was like, yo, that's wild. You can get married at 14. That's disgusting for one.
You gotta think about who the fuck wrote that shit.
Because it has to be within a 4-year age different too. So you can be 18 years old marrying a 14-year-old. But so it has to be 4 years or under.
But yeah, but you gotta think about who the fuck wrote that shit too. Like, who made that a law? Like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with y'all niggas?
Nasty white men.
North Carolina is gross. Like, what the
fuck
is
y'all talking about? That's what I'm saying, but like, nasty ass y'all was trying to change the laws that benefit y'all. Change the laws that don't make no fucking sense. It don't make no sense right now.
He was like, all right.
Even if you still put it up.
Let's make it 16.
Right.
Yeah, like,
what? That makes that even better.
That's one. You know, okay, all right.
Yeah, we going to do something about it. Let's make it 16.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like,
but you still got to go you to buy cigarettes. You got to be 21.
Yeah, like, you can't even drink till you 21. You can't smoke till you 21.
Yeah.
You can't buy blunts till you 21, bro.
But you can buy shotguns at 18.
Well, yeah, but nigga, you can get married at 16 now.
16.
That's fucking retarded.
Yeah.
I'm trying to fuck your shit all up.
What's going on in our state? You know what I mean?
But shit, that explains why old buddy with, what was his name? Reed Lawyer.
Reed Lawyer.
He got caught up in some shit.
Some young.
And that shit, and it's some quiet, it's like going
They probably
quiet.
Changed it for the sake of him. It might be an amendment. You never know. Like, He was facing a big case.
He was facing something serious.
That shit
was all over the news. If you want to know about Reed Liar in Fayetteville, he has Liar. Mike Liar.
Not Reed. My fault, Reed.
You throwing dirt all over.
Yeah, just keep it 100. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Reed is a good dude. That Lawyer though, bro, I don't fuck with your boy, man.
Yeah,
Reed
was like, throw him in the grave with Lawyer.
He's like, bro, gonna
do you
bro.
Like that, Reed. My fault, buddy.
You about to call out the pun.
Yo, but Mike Lawyer, you a filthy motherfucker. We know about you. Fucking with them young boys. We know.
The young boys.
Yeah.
Listening to R. Kelly.
What's wrong with
these motherfuckers?
So, anywho, that's the type of shit that is going on around here in our state. Shout out to Eastside Fayetteville. That's where we at. Shout out to Charlotte. They be listening. Raleigh, Durham,
Charlotte,
Cary. The fuck?
Cary's a nice place.
You like Cary?
Yeah.
Yo, let me ask you something.
Oh, shit.
No, it's off the head. It's crazy, but.
Here we go.
How do you plan parties, man?
What?
How do you plan parties?
How do you plan parties? Yeah. In advance, nigga.
We know that, but how?
In advance.
Yo, so simple with it. Give details. I could have been like, how you put on your fucking pants? I just put them on.
I'm not telling niggas how I put my fucking pants on.
Nigga. I'm just giving an example. I don't want you to.
Nah,
you probably would, so shut the fuck up. Don't act like you would.
I would never do. I put it on leg one at a time. Left, right. Then I shimmy my knees.
Shut the fuck up. I wouldn't.
Never you say
that. And I shimmy my knees. What the fuck is this nigga talking about, babe?
The belt jiggle.
Shimmy my knees.
I like the belt sound. You want to fuck with me right now? I'm fucked up too. Stop fucking with me.
You was hilarious, my nigga.
Did you drink a Heineken?
How do you plan the fucking party?
I asked you. Don't try to switch this around, nigga.
I told you. I'm a
I do it in advance. But like, what do you put in the party, motherfucker?
What kind of party am I throwing?
A party.
That's a
grown party. You know what I'm saying? Like, for your homeboy, for you. Might throw your own shit.
Oh, I got control of the aux. Let's just be clear.
First of all, I'm not going to no party where you got a fucking aux.
Well, I got control of the Bluetooth. That's a fact. And, okay. And it's going to be some wings there. And I did all this shit last minute. So appreciate it.
So you like the last minute.
God damn it.
So you like the last minute part. Okay.
I'm a last minute guy. I procrastinate like a motherfucker. But I have it all in my mind of what I'm going to do.
But you was the nigga.
And I'll get that shit done within like 2 hours before it's time for niggas to pull up.
Mm.
But I did it all that day, though.
Okay.
Shut up.
What you want me to say, man? This nigga asked me a stupid ass question. Yeah, how you playing a fucking car? How you playing a party?
This is how you playing a party, right?
Yeah. Tell him how you playing a party. Let me hear a New York nigga how you playing the party. This nigga don't know shit.
I do it in advance. I have the ice cord. No, he's not.
He's not.
That's how they treat me in here.
He's from Fayetteville, excuse me.
East side.
What are you saying?
He said, I thought he was from New York.
Oh, don't. Okay, Dave, talk about it. I don't want to comment.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he's here. Okay.
Shout out to Yonkers. LOX. Like, what up?
No. He says from Yonkers, every niggas don't know him there.
Rest in peace, DMX.
We will go visit there. No, they don't know him.
Where, Dave, you from Yonkers?
No. I'm from White Plains.
Okay.
They know him out there in Yonkers, though. Like,
they don't know me.
They don't know him in Yonkers, neither.
They don't know me in Yonkers.
We know him in
there. Well, he don't say he's from there neither.
Nah. They don't know this nigga.
They don't know me there.
Hell no. I told you, right? I told the story. Last time I went up there, a whole bunch of young, crazy looking. They might have been some killers. I don't know. I didn't stop to talk to them. You know what I mean? I kept it moving. I went to the next store. It was like 1 a.m. I ain't got time for no bullshit. I'm just trying to get some backwoods.
Yeah. Get some backwoods. Fuck this shit.
Pull right off, went to the next store, dog.
Why you playing a party, nigga? You said all that to say hi.
All right, this is a dumb question, but I just want to let you know that, Moses.
It's a good question.
But this is how you plan a party. You find a you know, I'm sure you got a nigga that wants some, right? Tell him to go to a location. Hey, your people's up there. You know what I mean? Act like you're going to do a little fake exchange. And then you take the shit from them. That's a party right there. It's a fucking surprise party. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, we're talking about that type of party.
You're right. What the party we talking about?
That's the kind of party you talking about?
That's not your party. Like,
hey, Moses, you asked, nigga.
Yeah.
You asked.
I'm gonna throw you a party.
You a party, nigga.
All right, what about you, Tom?
Nigga, I got kids. I was on like, when y'all said party, I'm thinking like cake, cupcake, balloons.
Listen, we don't know what this nigga was talking about.
I don't know what most of them.
Not no kids party.
How do you plan a fucking party, bro?
Ask Tom.
How do I plan a party? I'm not a party planner.
Right. There we go. Let's move on. He's
got a party
planner. I'm not a party planner, bro.
Party. All right. First of all, man, you have a house party, man. That's how you have it. You have your wings. You have your burgers, hot dogs, all kind of other shit.
Hot dogs. It's disgusting.
Lobsters. You know what I'm saying?
What do you have against hot dogs, bro?
I have against hot dogs?
He don't eat hot dogs. He likes beef.
He likes beef. I don't eat hot dogs.
What? He's a beef guy.
Pause.
What?
Man.
No.
Pause.
No, we're talking about food. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Why we gotta say pause? I'm talking about you like beef. You're a beef ass nigga. You like beef. Your shoulder's beefy.
Beef nigga.
Hmm? So anyway,
this nigga, Moses.
Yeah, yo, stop. You had to be. Then you made me forget what the fuck I had talking about. Then you got your fucking nachos. Then you got your fucking party list. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have the fucking songs that we grew up on. Then the new shit. You gotta mix it up. Then you gonna have the drinks. Got the shots. That's a party.
What about the drugs?
Somebody fight.
Yeah, you gotta have a coke.
What?
that's how you gonna be? How you gonna be?
You didn't say that about your boy. But my boy, what you gonna be like, I gotta have the coke.
You gotta have coke. Nah, the girls like coke. You want me to do?
Yo,
Rum, that's a party.
Wait a minute. Like, in your party, you didn't say nothing about no fucking
weed,
coke.
Coke,
but in my party, I gotta have coke. What the fuck?
And wings.
No, I don't do coke.
Coke and wings.
Coca-Cola be there.
And weed. Nigga, that's...
You want somebody to sniff the coke off the wings and eat it?
Nah, I'm not saying that.
Is that what you're talking about? You seen somebody did that?
No, I've never seen
that. That nigga's grimy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That wings got hot sauce on them. Why would you do that to your
nose? I'm just letting you know that your party was sounding lame until I was like, listen.
Yeah. Shit, apparently I'm lame because if that's how niggas is partying, bro, my party's going to be
nowhere near. That's how they party.
Party, like, yeah, niggas probably doing the coke, but like, I'm not... having no coke there for no niggas. What the fuck?
I didn't say have coke there for niggas.
Might have the weed bowl.
So. Oh, man. I'm not fucking with you. Hey, yo, you OnlyFans girls, I'm sorry for y'all, you know. Mm-hmm. They shutting them down. They're not letting them put up explicit content, porn looking style.
No, OnlyFans. Pornographic content.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Starting in October. So damn, Moses, how you
feel? I think that's
in.
On.
They about to get it in before.
Man. I think that's on OnlyFans. They them niggas is stupid.
Yeah, I think they stupid
because them niggas niggas wasn't fucking with OnlyFans until the bitches got there. Now you taking the bitches away, they stock shooting down. I guarantee you.
They gonna lose a lot of business with them.
Right, and then they going only thing that's gonna happen is gonna be another tech company. Come out with some adjacent shit
where they can
they
do
gonna
that
flood
shit.
That shit, yeah. And them niggas gonna get rich. OnlyFans, you stupid. We only fuck with you
because
when the
them.
Titties is there. That's real talk.
And it's great, and it's funny you say that too, Dave, because it says the company handled more than $2 billion in sales last year and is on pace to generate more than double than on. That this year. It keeps 20% of that figure.
Good.
So they hating because they ain't keeping enough. Sound like
I don't know about that. I think they want their reputation back. Because if that was the case, they you know what I mean, they just trying to change the narrative of their shit. Because if that was the case, they just fucking rock. You know what I mean? Push their percentage up, and they could take more from the bitches. They gonna give that. It to them anyway.
Somebody had to say some shit.
I mean, if they care about money,
that's how I feel like. Somebody had to say some shit.
Because the world getting too sensitive now. You know what I mean? That's what it all boiled down
shit
to.
Shit, wild man. I feel sorry for him, man.
Let the women get their money.
I want the women to get their bread. Like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? It's a hustle.
Man, it's like everybody gets so offended.
And
so
hell,
fast,
I was getting
bro.
Ready to start this shit with my wife.
You wasn't doing shit.
Stop.
Man. What you mean?
No.
Get that bread real quick.
No.
Oh.
Don't do that.
All right, man.
We don't need it.
Well, I ain't got time to do it now. I'm
she going to be up there feeding you bacon and shit.
Chris.
Right.
Crunch.
This nigga had the pig nose on and shit. He got the pig nose on. She gonna be feeding you pork.
With the Versace robe on.
You little pig.
Bacon just dripping down. Bacon dripping down my chest. Take the bacon fat.
You supposed to be vegan. Nigga had the nose on. Nigga, what?
What's going on in this?
Yo, so I seen David Wayne say, yo, if he was to do a comedic versus, you want Dave Chappelle.
Ooh.
How would they do a comedic versus?
How would they do
who
that?
Who would you pick, though?
I'm Dave.
Dave Chappelle? How would they do
why,
that?
Why Dave, though? Why Dave over Damon Wayans?
Because I think Dave's jokes are going to hit a little bit harder as far as going at somebody back and forth. I'm not saying Damon Wayans ain't in that realm also.
Mm.
But, I mean, just like Dave is standing there with the straight face and the joke is hitting hard.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
I don't think neither one of them are roasters. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
I don't think that's the...
Think so?
Nah.
No.
I think
Dave can take it there. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but
I don't want to see if it's a versus done. I don't want to see two comedians standing next to each other and you know what I mean?
Nah.
Throwing jokes at each other. That's whack. Nobody do that. Because everybody can't do it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? You gotta come with a different way to set up a story and, you know what I mean? However you fucking tell your jokes. It's like, I don't know how they would do it, but roasting each other, I don't think that's the way to do it.
Mm. I didn't even think about it like
that. Just be like probably that one event. I don't think it'll happen again. I think he's trying to like make something bigger for them, but at the same time, it's not going to work, really.
Mm-mm.
Especially with them two. I don't feel like it'd just be like comedian jokes. Right.
Hypothetically, though. Don't sleep on Damon Wayans.
Nah, he can't.
Can't sleep on Damon Wayans at all.
Yeah, he's funny as
but
shit.
I haven't seen any Damon Wayans fucking
material.
His material. I definitely
doing a show or a movie or something.
Yeah, like recent material.
Right.
Yeah.
And Chappelle, you know, he's a little bit more tapped in with the people right now. So
I would like to see a Damon Wayans stand up right now.
Yeah.
If he was before he were to do that.
For sure. I'd definitely like to see that.
What you about to say, Moses? I cut you off, my fault.
No, you got right there, I don't think you can answer that because both of them is good, talented people. So it's like,
legends.
It'd just be a show, but it wouldn't be no snapback. So would it be a versus? It wouldn't be no versus. Just be a show.
Yeah. Like a double headliner type shit.
Yeah,
right?
Like, how is this going to work? Like, they both going to be on there? Is he going to do his thing first? And if he do his thing first and then he come out, maybe. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Maybe, you know what I'm saying? Because you can focus on the show.
Yeah.
I think but both of y'all on there? No, it's not, it's going to be fucking
unless
chaos.
They do like old material or something like that.
Mm.
Yeah. You know what I
mean? Like, nah. But see, that's material. The thing. Like, would you want to hear that old material? I heard
hell
we
nah.
can.
Not for comedians.
It's not going to make no sense.
Thing.
So
yeah,
it's got to be new.
Yeah.
Because if you hear something old, it's not going to be funny. I'm like, yeah, we heard this, Deja. Yeah, but this is the, first.
You got to think about it. Comedian, this shit is like harder than rap. Cause like, you can always perform an old hit.
Yes, it's different.
And the
you
crowd gonna go crazy. But right. if you do an old joke, they gonna be like, yo, we heard this on Prince Chronicles or some shit like that. Yeah. So I feel it's gonna have to be a show with new material and shit.
Alright.
I'm gonna go with Dave though.
Yeah,
not saying it's gonna be an easy body if it was to happen, but I'll go with Dave.
What do you say, Moses?
Like I said, I can't even answer, bro. Like, I fuck both of them, you know what I'm saying? So, I can't see no material in them going at each other. Just, you know what I'm saying? So I can't even answer that. It's not no verses, really.
Top five black comedians right now.
Top five.
Let's switch it up. Top five. Who going first?
Man.
And you ain't got to be top. Just say five. You ain't got to be in no order. So just name five.
You wanna go first?
Your favorite five. Your favorite five, not top.
There you go.
Your favorite.
My favorite
okay.
five.
Yeah, your favorite.
You wanna go ahead?
Nah, I'm going last.
Cause he gonna have.
I'll go. Fuck it.
But I know you're gonna pick someone I'm gonna forget.
Richard Pryor.
That's one.
Bernie Mac.
All right.
Okay.
Martin Lawrence.
Ooh. Okay.
Hold on. Heavy does. No, mind. Are we talking about stand-up material? We just
whatever you want. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was
whatever
going
you
off
want.
Just
okay, go ahead.
Fuck. Jamie Foxx.
Uh-huh.
That's nice.
That's a nice lineup.
I'm at the roll with what's my man? Red Fox.
Oh, that's you got some legendary shit on that too.
It's classics.
Yeah.
That ain't bad. I go with Patrice O'Neal.
There you go.
That
nigga's funny.
As fuck. Dave Chappelle. Chris Rock.
What you got, two?
Aaron Spears.
Ah, you like Aaron Spears?
And this is guy, Godfrey.
Oh, Godfrey.
I fuck with
funny.
Him too.
I like Godfrey.
He's underrated. Like, he, you know what I'm saying? He's He's not really on everybody's radar like that, like that.
Yeah. He's been around for a minute, too.
He's been around for a minute, but he's fucking funny.
He's noticeable. He's the one that, he's doing something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
he's funny on levels.
That's a good pick right now.
But he be saying some real ass shit, though. That's like, the thing. That's what make it funny. Because they be like, damn.
All right, so I'm going to do, I'm going to throw Cat in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Cat.
Cat out.
That's a nice pick.
I'm throwing Eddie in there.
Okay.
Eddie. I don't know. I got to throw Martin in there. I got to throw my name Martin in there.
That's three.
Say the same people. We grew up on like the same people.
Who else? We got, I'm thinking who else is out there that niggas grew up on. And there's a lot of good comedians out there.
It's a lot.
That's a fact.
An honorable mention.
I want to name some.
Yeah, like
that's an honorable mention.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, Robin Harris.
Robin Harris. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Hold on, man. Don't name no more.
Okay. I had another one on the tip of my tongue.
Nah, I'm just saying. Are you trying to ask somebody? Come on, nigga. Get list. I'm saying.
I'm talking about for my list. Nigga, add some more people.
Shout out Michael Che.
Who?
Michael Che.
You might say somebody I want to say. Michael Che is hard.
Yeah.
Should I love Mike Epps?
Bernie?
Yeah. Look, you destroyed his list.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We shrinking him down.
Did you? Did you?
I done named enough guys, nigga.
You named enough? Of course, I gotta say Witcher Pryor, man. That was the top, like. Because he got everybody. Yeah. After that, I say Dave Chappelle. I'm following up is the people that I looked at as a comedian that got everybody, not just our culture. It's good to have our culture comedians, but I like people that get everybody. Because, you know what I'm saying, he reaching out, he can teach a little something. Most of the time, they teach you something when they being comedic. Richard Pryor, you always learn something from him. Dave Chappelle, you always learn something from him. Earthquake.
Earthquake. Oh, yeah.
People, you know what I'm saying? Like, Earthquake is a good one. Come on, man.
What about Arnaz J?
Come on, that's yo. Thank you. Arnaz J. Man, like, when you see him, like, his style and the body, you know what I'm saying? The way he act, like, no matter what he do, it's just funny. Like, he can do anything.
He's a real physical comedian, yeah.
That's why I like him too.
Carrot Top.
Carrot Top? No. Oh my God. No, I don't fuck with Carrot Top. He's not funny. But yeah, but he's not funny. Carrot Top. I forgot, you fucking idiot.
Carrot Top looking like Bruce Jenner now.
Joe Torre.
Joe Torre.
No, Joe Torre?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of most niggas that was on Comic View. Help me out.
Notorious out there?
Some more.
Some more?
Yeah, like the females that was on there.
Monique, she was on there.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like fire. Monique was on fire. Who was the real redheaded chick?
Yeah, she ain't as funny no more. She need to gain some weight, man. Fat Monique is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she lost her weight.
She need to gain some weight.
That's fucked up. How you gonna
say? She gain some weight, man. I just need a little bit more weight around the neck.
Yo, support the Kevin Hart. Funny. Kevin Hart's still funny though.
He is. You know what I'm saying?
He might be overrated, but he still got that.
Backhanded compliment.
Right. That's how you go to compliment.
Shout out him. He overrated as fuck.
He overrated sometimes. Cat Williams. Like,
yeah.
I love
don't,
Cat.
I don't give a fuck what's going on with him.
Cat is hilarious.
Now, Cat Williams will sit up there and roast
Tiffany's
a bitch.
Funny.
Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah.
Nah. She could be funny when she needs to.
Nah.
Some people are funny. Nah. Some people are funny in movies and not on stand-up.
Nah. Yeah, that's how I feel about her. Right, I like her in movies, but I don't like her on stand-up.
Ryan Reynolds, funny as hell in movies, but somebody writing that shit.
Some of her stand-up was funny, yo. Especially you talking about
her earlier shit. I like her earlier shit.
Yeah, her earlier shit funny. Damn, it's some old people that's fucked up right now.
Did y'all niggas do an escape room?
Cedric Entertainer. I'm sorry.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
Would y'all niggas do an escape room?
An escape? Yeah.
Something for the house?
Sure. You said when I invest in
one? I haven't done one yet. I would like to, though.
Yeah, I just That'd did be one. Something to I do. Just did one the other day.
How was
but
it?
This one
was dope.
An escape room?
Yeah, you get locked into a room, and then you got to look at, like, find all the hidden clues and shit to try to get out.
Did y'all get out?
Yeah, we got out. They gave us an extra 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. I need some time.
It, yeah, it's a time limit. It was like an hour. They got a camera in there. You time got clues. Out. They talk to you, give you clues and shit, and then you start. Yeah, we got out.
So it was kind of fun a little bit, right?
Now, how many people was it?
Man, it was at least seven of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I suggest if you was to do an escape room, do it with a group, like a bunch of brains.
Mm-hmm.
Try to figure
this
shit out.
This is clever shit.
Yeah. This shit was lit.
Exercising your brain.
Nah, this shit was lit. I said, we should do it. Let's do it at Dirty Water. Let's go.
That shit would be dope to watch.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
I was the smartest one, of course.
Jump on airplanes, too.
Oh, nah.
I'm not jumping out of a fucking airplane.
You doing that?
No.
So what kind of room was y'all in?
We was locked into a room where basically you had to put these books together and shit and play musical keys, and it was just like one little, and then you opened up the door, go into another room, and it was a whole bunch of different shit going on with that shit.
Oh, so you was going, how many rooms you was keep going into?
Just two rooms, and then we ended up getting out from there.
That's kind of hard.
We kept looking in the camera, yo, give us some clues, and they'll talk to us. Oh, get the tusks from the elephant, and then the elephants that are on the top of the piano have numbers, and put the number. I'm like, because it had locks and shit. You had to unlock shit to get into, like,
y'all niggas needed clues, man. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah.
That ain't even clues. They told you exactly where to go. Yeah.
No, they didn't tell us exactly what to do, but they just tell us, oh, you should look in this area at this particular thing. You know
like,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
what the fuck I need
to look for? Y'all niggas need the clues. Y'all trash.
Oh, let's do it then, Dave.
I'm with
let's
it.
Let's go, smart guy.
I'm clever like that.
I ain't say you wasn't.
You just want to go so you can be like, yo, Dave, hurry up. I thought you knew.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. That's exactly what the fuck I want to do. You're exactly right, my nigga.
Yeah, instead of
being there finding shit before him.
Nigga, you ain't going to be finding shit. You stupid. Man.
All right, there it is, Dirty Water. We go into an escape room and watch me be the one to get out.
You know it, that's fine.
That should be fun to watch, bro.
And you should, and it should be you, because you're the only person I've done it before. And it won't be you, though. That's the thing.
Nah, we're going to a different one.
Still, though, you still shit. Know, you still got a concept of what's going on. I've got never you. Done it.
All right, that's cool. No, yeah, we'll do it. We'll
but
do
it still it. Won't happen, though. I'm going to go in there and be like, listen, grab that book. Slap Moses with it. A key gonna fall out. You know what I mean? Open the drawer. It's gonna be a bottle of liquor. Had this drunk ass nigga drink it, cause that's all he wanna do is drink. It's a letter at the bottom of the bottle. Got a combination lock on it.
For the record, I ain't drink all day today.
Nah, clap for this nigga.
I don't clap applause,
now you do. Cause that's an accomplishment.
That's fucked up.
What right. You ain't drink all day? What he drink every day?
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're trying to get him to stop.
Nah, I'm chilling.
Well, you better take care of that liver, buddy.
Yeah, that too.
Take care of that liver.
I ain't drink all day. Excuse me.
Drink some kale.
Fuck out of here, nigga.
Nah, I need to.
Does that shit work?
Mm-hmm.
Is it nasty?
What?
Kale?
It do, man. It's alkaline diet. Read up.
I don't like kale. That shit tastes nasty to me.
Yeah, that's what it's not. Yeah,
but
it's for your body.
But yeah, it is for your body. Definitely. Yo, this episode.
Just like the black sea, though.
Who?
Just like the black sea oil. You don't like that shit.
That shit tastes nasty. Well, that shit is good for your body, so fuck it.
Yo.
Y'all the pharmacy for life, man. Got my re up. Episode 115 out this bitch. Catch us on fucking Twitter, dirty_water.
Big titties underscore NC. Show the ass. Go ahead, tell him.
Moses be shaking his ass.
No,
you
just.
You
use a Trina fan. You gonna get a Trina stamp on the back. You don't know Nan.
He's gonna say baddest bitch.
Yeah. About to start an OnlyFans showing your feet before it stop.
Not fucking with you niggas, man.
Look at my feet for a limited time. I'm putting shampoo on it, baby.
Are you done, my nigga? Like, are you done?
Blow dry them off.
Catch us on fucking Facebook, Dirty feet. Water Podcast. This nigga Moses is on Black Planet, I think, or some shit like that. Oh,
Black Planet.
Instagram. You can catch us on Instagram, DirtyWater_podcast. My Instagram is at DirtyWaterLex. What's your shit, Dave?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Yo,
where can we find your music?
Tone.
YouTube, still. I ain't released no project and I ain't released a project in like 4 or 5 months.
Why?
Cause I'm working hard.
Man, you bullshitting. You need to go do some music, bro. Cause you already know you're talented. I don't know why you playing.
I mean, it's a matter of opinion, but still, like, I fuck with y'all, like kicking it with y'all boys for real.
We appreciate you coming up here. What's your Instagram where niggas can find you?
Eastside Grease.
Eastside Grease.
Shouts out to CJ.
Always shout out to CJ.
CJ.
And shout out to Jizzle too.
Jizzle. God fuck is Jizzle at?
Yeah, that's a good question. Recipes, OG, recipes, Marco, 2-6 and
we out here.
Word.